Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of The Deep Dive. It has been a while. I know it has been a while. I have been going through it. I've really been going through it. It has been something where I have felt depressed. You know, I think one of my most recent podcasts, probably from a couple months ago, was explaining how I'd been dealing with these feelings of overwhelm and sadness and discontent. And it had been going on for so long that I was starting to wonder if I had, you know, mental health issues. There's some of that that runs in my family. And I thought, well, maybe I have it. Maybe that's something that is a chemical imbalance in my mind that I need to get checked out. And, you know, it was that serious for me because, I believe that this reality is my creation. I believe that this experience is my choice and how I choose to respond. And I was struggling. And in many ways, I was feeling like a fraud. I was feeling like a phony to tell people and talk about creating our reality when I was having such a hard time snapping out of the one I was in and into the one I wanted. And so that was causing me to not want to put out a lot of content. I was focused on The Art of Choosing Love, which was taking up so much time, right? Really creating these episodes. If you haven't seen The Art of Choosing Love, it is my YouTube show. You can go to theartofchoosinglove.com or search it on YouTube. But I really focusing on that, and it was a full-time job. And performing, speaking, was on a tour in the Middle East doing my spoken word show, Permission to Think Freely. And yeah, just feeling like all free energy I had was going into cracking this nut, cracking the code of what was going on in my brain. And that was taking me away from this podcast and not wanting to feel like I was telling you guys things that maybe weren't even true. You know, I was at that point where I was questioning everything. Like, am I actually the creator of my reality? In those really dark moments, do we lean into the beliefs that have gotten us there, or do we change them? Do we go into other belief systems and victimhood? You know, maybe I'm not the creator of my reality. Maybe there's something bigger here and I've been fooling myself. Well, yeah, that's a belief system that could take hold in those dark moments. I definitely entertained them, and I want to be honest about that because I don't think it's helpful to sit here and tell you, oh yeah, don't worry, you'll always believe this and it'll always be easy. And no, that hasn't been my experience. But I continued to lean into the belief that I am the creator of my reality. This is my choice. And therefore, I am going to choose to take action on this. And that action looked like going down to Peru to spend 2 weeks in the jungle with the Shipibo tribe and sit in 8 ayahuasca ceremonies while doing a dieta with the Noyarao tree, the tree of light, which is the tree that many believe that the Avatar movies are based off of. And there's only, it depends on who you ask, but there's only 3, 4, 5 left on the planet, supposedly. And it's called the Tree of Light because the leaves, when they fall to the ground and they begin to decompose, there's a chemical reaction that happens that makes them bioluminescent. They glow. These fallen leaves all around the tree glow. And yeah, there's a lot of wisdom. And so these dietas that you can do are just wisdom from these trees as you commune with that spirit and create an allyship. And so going down to Peru, I've sat probably nearly 40 ayahuasca ceremonies in my life. And that it's, you may be thinking that's, oh my gosh, that's so many. And then other people, you know, who've done like a medicine path and have sat hundreds are like, oh, okay, you're getting started. And after nearly 40 of them, you know, but I'd never done something like this. Go into the jungle with an indigenous tribe and sit every other day for 2 weeks. You know, that's deep even for me. And, but I knew that I was ready to snap out of it. I was ready to snap out of my depression. I was ready to flip the happiness switch, as I called it. I wanted to be someone who, it's not about being happy all the time, but I want in my life, I want to be someone whose default state is joy and happiness. I want to be someone where people see him and say, wow, he's just, he loves life. And I have for most of my life, if not all of my life, been the person who feels the weight of the world, feels the heaviness, feels the struggle. And in many ways, that's why so many people can relate to me, because that is the default way of people being on this planet. A default of joy and happiness is not the commonality. That's the rarity. Those are bright lights. Those are people that we go, wow, there's something different about this person. And I desire to be that. And so I wanted to go to Peru because what I was feeling was not sustainable. It was not sustainable for me to continue to live my life feeling heavy. And so that is what today's episode is going to be about, because I learned in the jungle, I learned how to create sustainable happiness for myself. And I'm going to share it with you in hopes that it is also how you can create sustained happiness for yourself. And before I dive into that, I want to let all of you know about my upcoming 8-week group coaching program called The Dojo. If you have not had the opportunity to apply, I apologize, because I haven't actually announced it on a podcast. I haven't recorded the podcast. It has already been filling up. I've been promoting it on Facebook and Instagram and on my email list. But now I'm announcing it to you. I love you, deep divers. I really do. And this program is a high-level mastermind for people who want to create something in their life. An artist, an entrepreneur, someone, if you are ready to leave your job behind to create something, even if you don't want to leave your job behind, if you want to just start something new and you want that training dojo, that those training partners, this is the space for you. It is going to be led by myself, Matthew Aris, and Ryan Fontana, The Art of Choosing Love. We are basically recognizing that what has helped us grow so fast is the relationships we have, the training partners we have. I had Azria for almost 10 years. And if you've been following this podcast, you know how big of a growth that was. And then I've had them for the last year as we've been making The Art of Choosing Love, and that has continued my growth. And I realize that people don't necessarily have these relationships. People don't have people in their lives to reflect back to them at a high level, to motivate them, to inspire them, to help them see the blind spots about what's holding them back. And so I wanted to create a space to do that. And so if you are interested in being a part of that, we are going to be starting within the month of May, we will be starting. And so I apologize that you don't have more time, but this isn't something that you need to overthink. This is something that you know right now as I'm speaking about it, that this is the thing you've been waiting for. 8 weeks to really dive into what's holding you back and how do you step forward to create what you want to create. So if that's calling to you, head over to www.theartofchoosinglove.com/apply and get your application in. Get your application in. I'm going to honor the early bird pricing for you if you're coming through this podcast. If you, in your application, mention that you've heard this in the deep dive for the early bird pricing. And I will honor that since I haven't announced it to you before. Okay, so I'm extending it just for you, specialty. And I'm excited about this. And I look forward to having some of you in there. Now, getting back to how to be happy, what this episode is all about, what my trip to Peru was all about, how to be happy. Well, it's actually two steps. I know, I laugh because really it can be that simple, just two steps. They are simple, but not easy. They are simple, but they are layered. And let's talk about the first step. Because while I was down in Peru, I went into that first ceremony and I said, okay, I'm ready to flip this switch. I am ready to be happy. And then it was looking at all the things that I was holding on to. And I'm saying, okay, you know, the art of choosing love, the coaching, my relationships, my friendships, like all the different things that we hold on to in life, we assign value to, that we desire and have created. I said, okay, what if I just let all of it go? I let go of everything that is not making me happy. I let go of just everything and maybe start over, right? Like start from scratch, have a whole new belief system, release into the unknown. And when I was thinking about doing this, what actually ended up happening is I could feel myself want to release that energy and then, nope, pull back in. Want to release it and pull back in. And it's like, what keeps pulling it all back? Why can't I let it go? And that's when I uncovered this really deep belief that I was harboring, which is that life is scary and unsafe. Life is scary and unsafe was the belief that had been deep below the surface. And this came through in a number of ways, right, in my life. One, something to understand is we're born into this morphogenetic field. We're born into a collective ethos. As you are born into this world, you take on the energetic of the collective to some extent. And one aspect of this is that the collective, primarily right now, harbors a lot of fear. And so you take that on as you're born, then you're also taking on, you know, like in my case, you know, my mother had a miscarriage the first time she was pregnant. It was very traumatic. And so I was the second pregnancy. So there was a lot of fear during that pregnancy with me. I was a C-section baby. That's also a whole different experience. So that's imprinting. All of this is imprinting, right? And then I get molested at the age of 5. Then as I'm growing up, my father disciplines me by hitting me with belts, wooden spoons. I'm a small child, very small, don't hit puberty till late, fearing for my physical safety, being able to be bossed around, pushed around by even my friends. So much feeling in my body of not feeling safe, that life is scary. Seeing my parents nearly go bankrupt during the real estate bubble bursting in 2008. Financially, feeling things are scary. All of this imprinting, solidifying this belief system. And so as I try and release, because here's the thing, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with all these feelings of life is scary, life is unsafe. Most of us deal with it by trying to elicit as much control over life as possible. If we can implement systems, if we can create routines, if we can have guarantees, then we can feel like we have some level of control. And if we are in control, it's less scary. There's less that can go wrong. There's less that can surprise us. Because surprises that are more likely to be scary than good. And so the thing is that I desire and have from a lot of my life. And you know what? Let me clarify, because so many of you are like, wait a second, you live your life, like you take so many risks and you go out there and you trust the universe so much. You talk about it all the time. And I say, yes, that's actually true. I've done that for the last 10 years, really focused since my spiritual awakening for the last like five, six, on trusting the universe, following my intuition, following my highest excitement, and realizing I was able to do that to the level I was able to do that because I was in a relationship with Azria and I felt safe in that relationship. Because when we say, I am going to release control and I am going to trust in the unknown, I'm going to trust life, I'm going to trust the magic of my intuition, that is hard to do when there is a belief that life is scary, because the unknown is life. Life is unknown, and we project into that unknown based on our belief systems. If you believe life is scary, then the unknown is going to be scary. If you believe life is beautiful and works out in your favor, then the unknown is going to be beautiful. You're going to believe it will work out. And while I was in this safety of this relationship, I felt safe. I was able to take these risks. And then leaving that relationship, I started slowly but surely to tighten up, to elicit more control, to try and fill all the free space, to try and outline all the business plan, to do as much as I could to help myself feel safe. And I didn't realize I was doing it. And it was an opposite way of living from what actually got me to that place in the first place, to financial freedom, to living the life of my dream. All of that was created through my intuition, through following my highest joy, for leaning into the magic of life. And I didn't realize I was getting away from it so much, because I didn't realize how deeply this program was running, that life is unsafe and scary. And so as I was in this ceremony in Peru, working to release all of the things I had attached myself to, release the control, I realized I wasn't able to release the control because I had this deep fear that was tethering it in, and I was too scared, because if I released everything, then what? I was just literally floating in fear, and my system didn't want to do it. And so I worked through that over a series of ceremonies down in the jungle and realized the first step of how to be happy, sustainably happy. The first step is to release all of the density and the shadow and the trauma that is holding your limiting belief about life in place. So that belief that life is scary and unsafe, I wanted to release that. I wanted to release that. I said, okay, I'm willing to let that go and rewrite that. And as I tried to rewrite that, I couldn't do it. And I was like, why not? Well, here's all of the trauma in your life that's stored in your cells. Here's all the shadow that you have experienced that you haven't mourned. You are carrying emotional density in your system around this. For my entire life, basically, carrying it in my system, carrying the fear from that molestation in my system, carrying the years of fear that I'd be hit by my father in my system, still carrying the fear from having been cheated on multiple times, carrying the fear that I would, that people are going to hurt me. The people that I love most, that I give my heart to, are going to step on it. All of this pain for so long living in my body, because it hadn't been released, and it had over time, right? Like, I have done a lot of work, and I want you to understand that I have done a lot of personal development work to get to the place where I'm getting to. And what was bringing this to the surface is not, I could have stayed where I was and been like, okay, I'm at a level of happiness, I feel good, and I stayed here. But what I'm calling in, my intention, is to become one of those people who has a love for life that is contagious, that is motivating and inspiring to people. I want to be in joy as my default. And to set that intention means that anything that is not in resonance with that is going to rise to the surface, because it is making itself aware, is bringing itself into my awareness so that it can be moved out. Said, hey, you're setting this intention. Cool. This is the stuff that can't go along for the ride. This is important for you to understand, because if you hit a point in your life where you're like, no, I'm good here, you don't set an intention to keep growing, evolving, calling in more happiness or whatever, that stuff may never rise to the surface. And that's not good or bad. That's your choice. I want to be very clear about that, because it's not like I was just trapped in unhappiness just because I was trapped in unhappiness. I was in this state of depression because this stuff wanted to be released, and it only wanted to be released because I was calling in a greater level of love and joy into my life. That was my intention consciously. And so this stuff was rising to the surface. This emotional weight that I was carrying was rising to the surface. And I just didn't know what it was. And down in the jungle, I saw it and I purged it out, and I released it over the course of these 2 weeks. And I'm still like seeing it come out. And so that's the first step to how to create sustainable happiness. Release all of the things that are weighing you down. All of those things, the deep wounds that you may not have had created the space yet to truly feel and move through your system that you didn't have. And this is not all just feeling it, right? Because in these ceremonies, for me specifically, why I turn to the medicines is because there's stuff that goes beyond my comprehension. Being chanted to by the maestro, being chanted to and crying and sobbing and looking down at my body and seeing a black cloud just releasing, like blackness flying out of every pore of my body. I didn't know what was being released necessarily. I just knew that this density was being washed away. I was being washed clean. And so whatever that way is for you, it doesn't have to be plant medicine. It could be sound healings. It could be body work sessions. It could be yoga. Like, whatever that way is for you to begin to really move through the weight you've been carrying, that is the first step, because you are a hard drive. You are a hard drive. And if you want to write a new narrative, if you want to write new code on your hard drive, it gets to be formatted first. If the data that you are carrying in the cells of your body is primarily pain and trauma and fear, you are going to primarily carry a belief system that life is scary and unsafe. And when you try and write new code on top of that, like I was trying to do, when I said, I'm the creator of my reality, this is my choice, why can't I just write, I want to be happy all the time, I want to see the beauty as my primary lens? Well, I was trying to write that on top of all this wounding, all this sadness. There was no space on the hard drive. And so you format the hard drive. And that second step now is write the new code. And that writing of the new code is happening through the feedback loop That is your reality. The feedback loop of your life is writing the new code. What does that mean? That means that, do you wake up every morning excited by what you're going to be doing that day? Or do you wake up every morning thinking, oh, I got to go to work. Oh, I have to prepare breakfast for the kids and drop them off at school. And do you go to bed each night so stoked on what you did, thinking, I just lived my best life today, full out? Or do you go to bed each night saying, I really wish I did something else. I'm not happy with how I showed up. I wish that I had a different life. When you're around the people you're around, your family, your friends, your coworkers, are you inspired? Are you motivated by them? Do you enjoy being around them? Or are you thinking to yourself, I wish I had people in my life who inspired me. I wish I had people who got me. I wish I had a tribe. And shameless plug here, if you feel like you don't have a tribe, we have a Facebook group, the Art of Choosing Love Facebook group. There are almost 4,000 people in it. It is a tribe where you can find people who are committed to their growth. It is an online tribe that you can join if you're interested, if you do need that tribe, because it is so invaluable. But this life that you are living is the feedback loop that is writing the code day in and day out into your body. Everything you are doing is creating a feedback loop that is writing into your unconscious mind. And so for me, I went down to Peru wanting to flip the switch and leave being like the happiest person. But I left realizing, okay, I formatted the hard drive. Now I get to make the changes in my life so that every single day I wake up excited, feeling that life is not an obligation, life is a privilege. I will go to bed each night so grateful, thinking about what I was grateful for each and every day. I will love on myself throughout the day. I will surround myself with people who excite me and motivate me. I will only act and do things that are exciting to me. Like, I get to create a feedback loop that is so strong that it writes happiness and joy and bliss into my being at the deepest level, because I've cleared the space. That's step one. Now I'm writing my new story and new feedback loop. That's step two. That's how you create sustainable happiness. Simple, but not necessarily easy. Especially the longer we've walked a path out of our alignment, out of our deepest and greatest joy, there's going to be a lot of things that get to shift in order to create that new feedback loop. Not necessarily easy if we've experienced a great deal of trauma and wounding and pain in our lives, like so many people on this planet. If we've experienced that sexual abuse, if we experienced violence. The thing is, if you've experienced it, it's because you have the strength to integrate it into wholeness, transcend it, and turn it into a gift. It's your curriculum, your unique curriculum that you called in on a soul level to give you all the tools and skills necessary to be your highest self. You are not handed anything in this life. You do not experience anything that is not for you. It is happening for you, for who you desire to be at the deepest level. Now, whether you choose to take the action necessary to turn it into that gift, to turn it into that beauty, whether it becomes the stepping stones, the stairs to your evolution, or whether it becomes the stones that you carry on your back, like weight, baggage, holding you down. That is your choice. It was my choice, and I chose to face off with it head on by heading into the jungles of Peru. that coming on the heels of months of facing it head on. If you've watched The Art of Choosing Love, season two, then you know that I was facing off with it. I was diving into it. And you have the strength to do it. It's easier with a tribe. That is why we have our Facebook group. That's also why we're offering our 8-week group coaching program, The Dojo. I am personally excited to support you in this journey. Like, what's going on under the surface? Let me support you in that. Let Ryan and Matt support you in that, so that you can release what is not serving you, start to rewrite those belief systems and create what you are calling into your life. Go to theartofchoosinglove.com/apply and get that application in. We will be starting in the month of May. So if you're not getting to this until later, it's too late. But mention in your application the Deep Dive podcast for the early bird discount. I am in the process of becoming a human being who lives life with joy as his default. I am creating sustainable happiness in my life consciously with my choice. And so can you. I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.